Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Gumpo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Pastor, how are you doing?
I am so okay.
Yeah, great stuff. I'm glad that you are okay. Now, we're talking about one of the fundamental beliefs of the SDA Church, growing in Christ. That's what we are talking about. And of course, salvation is God's free gift to us as long as we accept it. But then what? What should our lives be like once we have the assurance of salvation? And so this week we are talking to you and focusing particularly on growing in Christ. So, Pastor, first off, what does it mean to grow in Christ?
Thank you so much. First of all, in everything that lives, there should be growth that takes place.
Okay.
Look at babies, they are born and they grow. We are adults today because we were once babies. It was going to be funny, or it was going to be worrying to see me still a baby, even 28 years or 100 years later. So growing is something that should happen to every human being.
Mm.
And it also has to happen to Christians. At some point, Paul says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I spoke like a child, I did everything like what? Like a child.
Mm.
Which means he is talking, looking back to what he was.
Yep.
So growing in Christ is not something that happens and you wake up and you're a mature Christian. But growing in Christ is an ongoing process of transformation, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we accept Jesus into our lives, it is the beginning of a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
It means allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us, you know, the Holy Spirit to mold us into the image of Christ.
Mm.
You know, you look at yourself some years ago, just after baptism, and look at yourself now. You notice that you now understand other things better. You now think in a different what? In a different way.
Mm.
So it involves deepening our relationship with God. It also involves maturing in faith,
yeah,
and aligning our lives with the teachings of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So growing in Christ is about becoming more like him in character, in attitude, and in action. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful indeed. Well, a great, great introduction there. Now, is there a time frame, you know, within which we should start seeing a change when we accept Christ in our lives? I've always heard people talking about the term spiritual dwarfs and all of that, and that's the reason I'm asking. Looks like there's a time frame. So please put us into confidence here. Let's at least be aware if there is a time frame or no time frame or what have you.
Okay. You know, after a year, we expect a kid to be able to sit.
Yeah.
After 2 years, we expect a kid to be able to crawl. After 3 years, we expect a kid to start trying to stand up. When a kid is 4 years, the kid should be able to run to school or run around the house. But after 4 years, when you see a kid still crawling, they can't talk, they can say mama, they can say dada or daddy, whatever, there is a problem there. So while accepting Jesus brings,
yeah,
an immediate change of heart, by the way, the moment you accept Jesus, your attitude should change, your heart should change.
Mm.
But it is essential to understand that when the heart is changed, a spiritual growth takes place with the time. You know, we might desire, you know, I know we are human beings, we might desire instant transformation, but God works in his perfect timing, number one. It is not a race to see how quickly we can change, no, but it is a steady,
yeah,
and consistent journey of growth. Each person journey is unique, number one. When we respect the uniqueness of our Christian journeys, then we won't measure our growth using any time frame.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
So each personal journey is unique, and we must exercise patience and trust in God's plan for our lives. And you understand that, you know, I love the way the Apostle Paul reminds us in Philippians 1 verse 6. He says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So God promises to continue working in us, transforming us day by day. So let us not be discouraged if we feel like other people are not grown as we think we are. Like, you know, Christianity, the Christian journey is not a unifying journey, should I say. You know, our journeys are not uniform.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they have to make us look like Jesus Christ. So Jesus will continue the work the way he wants. You know, we are in this, everyone who is a Christian is in a journey of sanctification. And it's a journey, like the Bible says, Enoch walked with God. It was not a physical walk, but it was a spiritual journey where Enoch moved from this point and went to that point until Jesus said, no, this man cannot live on earth. Let me take him to heaven.
Yeah, beautiful. I like that we're not putting timelines. However, we do expect some growth. Now, if one, does not grow, and we see that this child is now 6 years in the walk with God, and we can see signs that no man, but this child is still, crawling. Is there something that should be done by those who are close to him, fellow believers, etc.?
Definitely. As Christians, we are not called to condemn or judge each other, but we're called to help each other grow. The Bible says, brethren, carry each other's burdens. You know, there are people who are struggling. For example, I've always found people blaming people who are addicted to things. And I've always said to people, do you know that we have addicts in church?
Yeah.
But we are condemning them instead of helping them. Look at the scenario in a hospital. People are all in a hospital. They may come in different days and they all have different conditions. But our wish is that when someone is in the hospital, they should finally be healed. So that's the same thing in church. When you see a brother who is sick, help the brother and bring him to healing rather than discharging him. Instead, let me tell someone who is listening today, mm-hmm. Never be discharged by another person who is sick in a hospital. You are all looking for help. One day is coming when your healing shall come. Others may come for a day. They may be healed in a day. Others, it may take months. Others may take weeks or years. You know, some of us, you go to a hospital, you just take a day, you are discharged. Someone goes for 2 weeks, they are discharged. It's a journey. It might not take the time that we expect, but finally the expectation is be healed, grow.
Yeah. Beautiful. Now, as we come to a close of our conversation this afternoon, Pastor, how does spiritual growth actually happen? You know, we know with the child what you need to do for the child to actually grow. But spiritual growth, please tell us, how does it actually happen?
Thank you so much for this question. You know, today we're just discussing about it today on the streets of Bulawayo. And I was telling someone that the problem we have now is that our faith is congregational. It's not personal, number one. You know, we should have sacred spaces with our own God.
Yeah.
Where we talk to God and God talks to us. It's not enough to go to church. But we need to have more time ourselves with our own God. So now, spiritual growth is a collaborative effort between God and a believer. God has provided us with tools and resources. I mean, he has given us the Bible, he's given us the SOP, he has given us churches, everything. He has provided and he expects us to grow in that. So number one, for me to make my spiritual growth happen, or for spiritual growth, okay, there should be a personal relationship with God.
Mm.
Growing in Christ It begins with developing a deep and intimate relationship with God. I mean, this relationship is nurtured through prayer, through Bible study and fellowship with other believers. So by spending time in God's presence, we open our hearts to his leading and wisdom. Through prayer, we communicate with God. We seek his guidance and we surrender our lives to him. You know, the more time we spend with God, the more we look like him.
The more
we look like him. So the more time we read the Bible, the more time we look like God, the more time we look like our own master. So we need to have a more personal relationship with God. Number two, we need the Holy Spirit's guidance.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit plays a vital role, my dear friends, in our spiritual growth. He convicts us of sin. He empowers us to live according to God's word and transforms our hearts and even our minds. The heart is deceitful above all things. We know the verse, and it is desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? So when we give our hearts to God, then God makes it easy for us. What does God do? God simply takes our hearts of stone and changes them through the Holy Spirit and changes them to soft hearts of flesh. Galatians 5, verse 20-23, it tells us about the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and even self-control. So we need to rely on the Holy Spirit as power to bring about a lasting change in our lives. Not a change that is a 2 minutes change, but a change that is lasting. Then lastly, I'll say applying God's word. You know, for spiritual growth, we need to apply God's word. When God says this, we need to do it. You know, we have come to a point where Christians reason with God. They want to understand why God doesn't want them to do other things. But spiritual growth occurs as we apply God's word in our lives. The Bible is not merely a book to be read, but a guidebook for the living. I love the way James 1:22 encourages us. It says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." So as we study the scriptures, we must allow them to speak to us and to transform our thoughts, to transform our attitudes and behaviors. Applying biblical principles to our daily lives is very essential for our spiritual growth. So my dear friends, we're supposed to be obedient to God's command. We're supposed to love our neighbors. We're supposed to follow God's precepts and step by step. So those are the three main things I can say they make spiritual growth to occur in our lives.
Fantastic. Well, Pastor Gumpo, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. Well, it was our very first introductory discussion about growing Christ, and we are going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. But for this afternoon, I truly appreciate your time, and we want to ask God to bless you in your endeavors. Have a good evening.
Thank you. May God bless you too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.